Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, we are going to dive deep into our personal priorities and discover how to make time for new projects. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. Question: are you doing what's important to you? Some of you may dispute this claim, but I am going to make the argument that yes, you are. You are doing what's important to you, whether it seems like it or not. How can I say this? Because both consciously and subconsciously, we prioritize and we act upon it. Example: consciously, I prioritize this podcast and my weekly blog. I determined that I would release them at regular intervals and I hold myself to it. Additionally, I prioritize my job. If I am scheduled for work, nothing but serious injury or illness will bar me from it. Now, on the subconscious level, I prioritize my friends. How do I know this? Well, I am constantly realizing that I spend an absolutely inordinate amount of time on Messenger talking to them. Any day that I feel like I didn't get much accomplished, I can nearly always backtrack my time and realize, oh hey, I've been chatting with friends literally all day. No wonder I haven't been focusing on things. I want to challenge you to evaluate your time. How are you spending it? Furthermore, are you happy with how you're spending it? A lot of people I know constantly talk about wanting to do something, whether it's spend more time with friends, exercise more, do a creative project, or whatever. They have the desire, but they don't have the time, and I totally get that. I've always kept busy between work, blogging, friends, church activities, family, travel, occasional TV watching, chores, various creative endeavors. And I have talked off and on for well over a year about how I would love to start a podcast, but I just didn't have time. Then one day, I found myself pushed to create this show. Despite the pint-sized length of these episodes, I've put a considerable period of time into launching this show. Writing and recording the episodes, editing, keeping up with the social media profiles. I've not timed it, but I've likely spent at least 3 hours a week on this project, not to mention all of the extra time I spent trying to set up my RSS feed and get this thing fed into iTunes and Google Play. It's been crazy. Where did I get all of this extra time all of a sudden? Well, I just checked. My clock looks just like everyone else's. So, no, I didn't get any extra time, and I didn't get a time machine, although I really wish I did. No, my day is still 24 hours, just like yours. I still have my job, I still have my social and my family life, I still have all of the expectations and projects I had before. So how did I do it? Well, I simply reprioritized a few hours of my time throughout the week. Cause hey, when something is important to you, you make time for it. To run this podcast, I spend a little less time on Messenger and I don't watch NCIS as frequently. To be honest, not a huge sacrifice, just a little rearrangement. If you have a project you want to start, a skill you wish to learn, or a person you want to spend more time with, just do it. Set aside an hour of your time each week. Seriously, 60 minutes a week isn't too much of a shift. Just to put it in perspective for you, that's the equivalent of 12 5-minute YouTube videos. Is that so much to give in exchange for progressing towards that someday something that you really, really want? I don't know about you, but I don't think it's too bad. But I'll let you be the judge of that. Now, beyond simply refocusing some of your time, you need to actually focus when you have that time. Turn off your phone, get off social media, close your door if you have to, or heck, even go to an entirely different building. Do whatever it takes to seriously focus for that 60-minute period on whatever project you're working on. You'll be surprised how much you get done when you focus on a single task. All of that stuff about multitasking being the way of the future, yeah, sure, your employer might expect that of you. That's fine, they can do what they want. But seriously, taking the time to deeply focus on one specific task is the way to get it done and done masterfully. This is how I taught myself photography, how I write a weekly blog, and how I bring you this show every week. Now, maybe you don't feel like you can dedicate an hour or two every week towards your desired outcome. A lot of people don't feel like they can do it. But before you make the final call, I have a couple of challenges for you. First, write down everything that you do when you're not at work or at school. How do you spend your unscheduled time? Write down everything, literally everything. Even if it's just daydreaming, YouTube, or like cleaning the toilet. How important are those activities to you? Hint, cleaning the toilet probably isn't that important to you, but if you're anything like me, maybe it should be. I know what I'll be doing later. Anywho, after that, sit down for a few minutes and write down every reason why you cannot start your project. Now, here's the kicker. Exclude current obligations. Exclude the excuse of time. Look deeper. Does your mission feel overwhelming? Do you not know how to start? Do you fear failure? Do you lack inspiration? Are you maybe less passionate about this endeavor than you would like to think? Think through these things. Do any of them describe you? If so, write them down. And on top of that, write them down with no shame. All of those reasons are perfectly legitimate. All of those reasons are natural and valid. These are feelings that everybody will get from time to time with a project. I'm not going to tell you that you shouldn't have those feelings, but I will tell you that you should be aware of them. It's important to fully understand yourself and your roadblocks. From there, you can decide how or if to fight them. You can't fight a roadblock if you don't realize it exists or deny that it's there. So identify it, find out what you're up against, and then decide from there how or if you're going to pursue your creative project. If something truly matters to you, follow that internet meme and just do it. If you do, you will be met with one of two outcomes. You might discover your passion and realize that you had time to pursue that activity all along. And how awesome would that be? Or alternately, you may soon realize that you just don't want it as bad as that you thought that you did. In which case, that's awesome. Now you're free to quit thinking about it and pursue something else that you might enjoy better. Either way, it's a win. So what have you been waiting to start? Leave a comment on this episode at sarahittings.com/photosynthesis or shoot me a message on one of my social media channels. I would love to hear from you and hear about your project. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Photosynth Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Photo, S-Y-N-T-H, Show. And our music is provided by Vexunto. If you've been enjoying photosynthesis, please go leave me a review on iTunes. You can do so by going to sarahittings.com/review. That is sarahiddings.com/review. Thanks a bunch.